The Mishnah says like this: Yesh chayiv al maisa shoroi. Sometimes a person is chayiv for the action of his shor. Upoter al maisa atzmoi. But if he himself does the same type of a damage, he would be potter. I'm like, we'll soon see, because we say kom lebirav minei in the case that he would be chayiv misa. In the opposite way, it could be that a potter al maisa shoroi, you are potter for the action that your shor does. But the chayiv amaisi atzma, you could be chayiv on the damage that a person does. Kate said, what's the case? Shoroi shabayish. Let's say your ox embarrassed the person. He didn't give him damage, he just embarrassed him. So potter, that's what we had before. The pasuk says, ishbiya misai v'lo shorba misai. Only a man is chayiv in the dala dvorm in busha, and not a shor. Shor is potter, even though it embarrasses a person. But Verusha Bayish Chayiv, if a person embarrasses somebody else, then he's Chayiv. What about Shoiroi Shasima Efein Avda Vihippol Eshinoi Potter? Let's say you have your ox that blinded an Eved, or else took out the tooth of an Eved. The Lacha is your Potter. There's no such halacha that the Eved goes out free. It's only if the master hits his Eved that he goes out free, not if his Shor hits the Eved. But Verusha Sima Sayin, if the master knocks out the eye of his Eved, if ain avdei, or else for hippel, as she know, he takes out the tooth of his eved, is chayiv. Then the master is chayiv, the eved goes out free. What about shoyroi shechovel bi'aviv uvimoi chayiv? Let's say one shor does damage to its father, to its mother, so the bala shor is chayiv. But v'hu shechovel bi'aviv uvimoi, but if a person damages the chavola to his father or to his mother, he's potter, because the locker is then he's chayiv misa, so you say kamlei b'rabi minei. Now what's going to be Shoyra Shehidlik et HaGodesh B'Shabbos? Let's say Yeshor takes a fire and burns up a cornfield on Shabbos. So Chayiv, the Bala Shor is Chayiv, Yeshor did damage. There's no difference between Shabbos and the weekday. But for who should Hidlik et HaGodesh? But if a person lights up a cornfield on Shabbos, the Shabbos Potter, the person is Potter. Mipnei Shum is Chayiv in Ashrei. Because it's Chayiv Misa for the action, what he did. He did a Malach on Shabbos, he did Avorah. Therefore, it's chayiv mitzvah. So we say, "Kom leib de Rabbi minei." Mor says, "Tony Rabbi Yavua, kaimed Rabbi Yechanan." The Yavua learned it from Rabbi Yechanan, and he said like this: he told him over that kol hamakalklin peturim by all the lametes malachas on Shabbos. If somebody does it in the way of kukol, of destroying, destruction, you potter on Shabbos. Chutz michayvul lemaver, excluding these two malachas. The malach of chayvul, if you do damage to somebody else, you make blood, you make him bleed. Or else, Mavi, you burn something, even though you're destroying it, still you're chayiv. This is the way Rabbi Yavua said over in front of Rabbi Yechanan. And the Gemara in Shabbos explains how does he know it? He learns out psukim from Nilo, or else from Israel, from killing somebody on Shabbos. He learns out in these two cases, we say kilkol is chayiv. However, Rabbi Yechanan holds not like that. Omalef, Rabbi Yechanan said it back and said, puk toni levro. Go take this learning and take it outside. As if to say, Chayiv ulumavur ain't a Mishnah. Whoever learned this is not a good learning, it's wrong. Because he holds that you potter. If you hit somebody and you make him bleed, and you did it only for destruction, the might see a potter on Shabbos. If so, the Yimtim Tzloim, if you want to tell me Mishnah, that there is such a Mishnah like this, that if you Chayiv on Shabbos, or if you mavur on Shabbos, you Chayiv, you should know it's only in the case of Chayiv ul b'tzarech lekalboi. If you make somebody bleed, because you need the blood to give it to your dog. Rashi says, "B'tzorach lekalboi, tevi mekalkol amanas l'sakin." True, it's a kukul right now, you're making somebody bleed, but it's amanas for tikkun, you need the blood for your dog. So Rashi says, "The kasha, v'hoda tanan," that's what we learn, "Nitzra ha'adam afal pish lo yotza," that if you just hit somebody and the blood comes to the top of the surface, make like a black and blue mark, you're chayiv for that alone, even though the blood did not come out. If so, where is there a case that it's sorok lekalbay? How do you need the blood there? So Teres Rashi says, is there yechayiv mishum tzaveya Yehuda mechayiv? There yechayiv because of tzaveya, you may you're dying like your hand. But in the case that yechayiv for chavola, that's where the blood comes out, and we're talking about in a case where you need the blood for your dog. Or else, Mavir, where's the case of making a fire that yechayiv on Shabbos? But sorokly offer in the case where you need the ashes. Therefore, you're making a fire for the purpose to use the ashes. Tanan, so Mursakasha Tanan, we learned that our Mishnah, Shoyroi Shedlik Esagodish B'Shabbos Chayiv. When you're sure burns up a Goddish on Shabbos, you should know Yechayiv. But for who Shehidlik has a Goddish on Shabbos, Potter? But if a person lights up a cornfield on Shabbos, you're Potter because we say, come Leib the Rabbinay. Okitani, now the Mishnah Gemara says in Mimar's Medayik, who Dunya the Shorai? He is just like his Shor. Mash Shorai, just like when the Shor does damage. The Leiker Boilei, Pasha the Shor does not need the ashes, he does not need the destruction. It's a pure destruction, it's a pure kukul.